Ezekiel chapter 39. Therefore, son of man, prophesy against Gog, Russia. And say, this is what the Lord God Jehovah says, indeed, I am against you, O Gog. Russia. The chief prince of Meshech and Tubal. And I will turn you back, and leave only the sixth part of you, and will cause you to come up from the northern parts, and will bring you upon the mountains of Israel. And I will strike your bow from your left hand, and will cause your arrows to fall from your right hand. You shall fall upon the mountains of Israel, you, and all your bands, and the people who are with you. I will give you to the ravenous birds of every sort, and to the beasts of the field to be devoured. You shall fall upon the open field, because I have spoken it. Says the Lord God Jehovah. And I will send a fire on Magog, Russia. And among those who live carelessly in the islands, and they will know that I am the Lord Jehovah. So I will make my holy name known in the midst of my people Israel, and I will not let them pollute my holy name any more, and the heathen, ungodly nations, will know that I am the Lord Jehovah, the Holy One in Israel. Indeed, it has come, and it is done, says the Lord God Jehovah, this is the day of which I have spoken. And those who live in the cities of Israel will go forth, and will set on fire and burn the weapons, both the shields and the armor, the bows and the arrows, and the clubs, and the spears, and they will burn them with fire 7 years. So that they will take no wood out of the field, neither cut down any out of the forests, because they will burn the weapons with fire. And they will spoil those who spoiled them, and rob those who robbed them, says the Lord God Jehovah. And it will come to pass in that day, that I will give Gog, Russia, a place of burial in Israel, the valley of the travelers on the east of the sea, and it will stop the noses of those who pass by. And there they will bury Gog, Russia, and all his multitude. And they will call it the valley of Hamon Gog, the multitudes of Gog, Russia. And 7 months the house of Israel will be burying them, in order that they may cleanse the land. Yes, all the people of the land will bury them. And that day will be for them a day of renown that I will be glorified, says the Lord God Jehovah. And they will separate out men of full-time employment, passing through the land to bury with the travelers those who remain upon the face of the earth, to cleanse it. After the end of 7 months they will search. And those who pass through the land, when they see any human bone, will set up a sign by it, until the grave diggers have buried it in the valley of Hamon Gog, the multitudes of Gog, Russia. And also the name of the city will be Hamana, the multitude. So they shall cleanse the land. And, you son of man, this is what the Lord God Jehovah says. Speak to every feathered bird, and to every beast of the field, assemble yourselves, and come. Gather yourselves on every side to my sacrifice that I sacrifice for you, even a great sacrifice upon the mountains of Israel, that you may eat flesh, and drink blood. You will eat the flesh of the mighty, and drink the blood of the princes of the earth, of rams, of lambs, and of goats, of bulls, all of them fattened calves of Bashan. And you will eat fat until you are full, and drink blood until you are drunk, of my sacrifice which I have sacrificed for you. So you will be filled at my table with horses and chariots, with mighty men, and with all men of war. Says the Lord God Jehovah. And I will set my glory among the heathen, ungodly nations, and all the heathen, ungodly nations, will see my judgment that I have executed, and my hand that I have laid upon them. So the house of Israel will know that I am the Lord Jehovah their God from that day and forward. And the heathen, ungodly nations, shall know that the house of Israel went into captivity because of their sin, because they sinned against me, therefore I hid my face from them, and gave them into the hand of their enemies. So they all fell by the sword. According to their uncleanness and according to their sins I have done to them, and hid my face from them. Therefore this is what the Lord God Jehovah says. Now I will bring again the captivity of Jacob, and have mercy upon the whole house of Israel, and will be jealous for my holy name. After they have borne their shame, and all their sins by which they have sinned against me, when they lived safely in their land, and no one made them afraid. When I have brought them again from the people, and gathered them out of their enemies' lands, and am sanctified in them in the sight of many nations. Then they will know that I am the Lord Jehovah, their God, who caused them to be led into captivity among the heathen, ungodly nations. But I have gathered them to their own land, and have left none of them there any more. Neither will I hide my face any more from them, because I have poured out my spirit upon the house of Israel, says the Lord God Jehovah.